everyone, this is Esther, and once again, welcome to Itchcast Mini. Our key verse for today is in John chapter 17, verse 4, where it says, "I brought glory to you here on earth by doing everything you told me to do." This was part of the prayer that Jesus was praying to God before being captured for his crucifixion. Now, more often than not, when we hear the phrase to do, we liken it with actions, you know, things that requires us to exert a physical force or even to take time out for. So therefore, you know, sometimes we'll think twice whether we want to do these things that we were told to do. But as I was reading this verse, I was reminded that there are other things that are intangible that God has told us to do in the Bible. For example, in Proverbs, he said to trust in the Lord with all your heart, do not depend on your own understanding. And even in Philippians, he encouraged us to not worry about anything, you know, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. So as we look back on the ministry of Jesus as he was on earth, he was faithful in the intangible things like being compassionate to the sinners and even going out and talking to them and preaching the news. You know, when he was even when he was tempted by Satan, you know, he fell back on the word of God. We might say that it's easier for Jesus because he's God's son, but Jesus came to this earth as a human and he brought glory to God by making the choice to do everything that God told him to do. It is through this choice that God was able to minister and touch those around him and was able to be that model and example to his disciples. Now, are there times that we could have been more faithful in doing the things that God has told us to do that would glorify his name? For example, you know, when we're in school, we can glorify God through our actions and speech by choosing not to pick or say things about someone. So let's work together in glorifying God through our actions.